With everything sports, Mr. Brian Costello from Wynn News and 7HFM Water Boys.
Morning, mate.
Good morning, all.
How was the grand final, mate? You were there in person. What do you think?
Yeah, loved it. Loved every bit of it. And there's been a bit of backlash since about all the people don't want a night grand final and all. Yeah. But I was in that same boat. I'm a traditionalist and I love the day grand final. But after witnessing that firsthand last weekend, unreal. The Gabba setup's awesome. The HD, you know, big screens, the HD audio, that was brilliant.
But it'll be nice to get it back to the MCG, won't it?
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you get, there was 30,000 at the Gabba with these glowing wristbands. Imagine 100,000 at the MCG with a big light show. It'd be unreal. So where the AFL land on it, I think it'll be twilight. I reckon it'll get a bit of both. I think that's where it'll land. I think so.
Half and half. Maybe a half.
I wouldn't mind a twilight game.
Yeah, and you know, the wait isn't as long to get to the 7:30 bounce as well.
I suppose.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Whatever.
There's a lot of people that didn't
I love
didn't
the
like
daytime,
it.
Personally, myself. I love the few times that I've been to a grand final, like you have your grand final brekkie. Then by the time you finish that, you get to the ground and a bit of pre-game entertainment, you know. But look, each of their own.
And then you got the night to celebrate too, I think.
Oh, my word,
know, the game will cut into the night.
All commiserate after being robbed. looking at that T-shirt you got on, your mongrel.
It's all right, mate. You won the elimination final a couple of weeks ago.
I know, but
how rewarding was that?
It was fantastic, don't you worry. But it was a good game, wasn't it, mate? You were there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, no, it was unreal, really. But Dusty Martin is just on another level.
He's a phenomenal
freak
player.
He's a freak. That's the word to describe him. He's a freak.
He's like a slippery, oily seal. Like the way that nobody could tackle him. He can just weave and duck out of anything. And
that last goal was...
It's been interesting to read how close he was to going to other clubs.
Yeah, like, GWS sounded like they had him over the line.
Yeah, and it was only his agent that talked him out of the extra money and the fact that he could probably make more in endorsements if he stayed with Richmond. And it's turned out that way. So good. Yep. It's amazing what a good manager agent can do for you too in that job.
The GWS deal was interesting too because it sounds like someone at the AFL knocked it back as well. They got involved as well from what he said on Trade Radio yesterday. So, it's interesting.
Good stuff. NRL Grand Final too, mate.
Cracker. I'll tell you what, the Storm wouldn't want the game to go any longer because they were coming in a big way, the Panthers. Don't worry about that. But, it was a cracking game. Great to see Cam Smith get another premiership, the Melbourne Storm captain. I thought he might have retired after the game, given that he's gone out in a big high, potentially. But still no decision there yet, so maybe you'll go around again.
Fantastic. Couple of good grand finals here too. Launceston, North Launceston. That'll do on that one. What about Ewenville Cygnet?
Yeah, well, a good win by the Lions, wasn't it? In the end, they got done in that final a couple of weeks earlier by Cygnet. So to turn it around in that short space of time was a good result for them. And it just goes to show maybe the week off isn't as helpful as you think when you get through to the
Cygnet
grand final.
Cygnet were fantastic, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, up to half time, I thought, wow, I think they might get done, the Lions. But, Cygnet again in the third quarter. But then Ewenville, I think, just maybe the class rose to the top a bit. Michael Paul stood up a couple of times and they just seemed to win the ball when they needed to.
And we'll never know how many people would have actually gone to the game if we didn't have a lockout.
Well, let me tell you, the 1,000 that were there sounded like 10,000.
Yeah. And it rained.
Ooh. It was one of them days.
And Sydney Hobart, some news yesterday. The entry's closed, 103
yachts. That's going to be great.
It will. How it looks is going to be interesting with distancing and the finish, because when we're down there covering the finish, it's just,
exclusion zones.
Not going to have a sort of a race village type setup this year.
You won't be able to, no.
So,
it'll be interesting. No Wild Oats, though. No Comanche. So the big boys or the big girls are out.
Well, that's good. It opens it up to the battlers that are probably only millionaires and not billionaires. Doesn't it, though, honestly?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be a billionaire to win it.
Little millionaires.
Cool. So there's some of the super maxis that we know and love won't be here, but as you say, it's exciting for the little
Melbourne Cup next week.
Yeah, well, we're waiting to see the final field for the race, but Derby Day tomorrow, or Derby Day, wherever you come
Derby,
from.
Derby, come on.
Sorry, the Victoria Derby tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Big few days of racing now. And unfortunately, no crowds at the Melbourne Cup this year, which will be
so
bizarre.
Weird.
Only 100,000 at Flemington.
I'm just glad they've allowed the jockeys in. It wouldn't have been a bad race without jockeys. They would have just let them all go.
Just give them a tap on the bum.
One bloke running up the field with a carrot. It'll be the first bloke. Do it a bit like the greyhounds.
Oh my God.
Gamble responsibly,
absolutely,
everyone.
Yeah.